From London, BBC Caribbean Report.
St. Lucia's Kenny Anthony names the OECS countries with huge arrears to the Secretariat. Trinidad and Tobago leads the Americas in ratifying the statute for the World Criminal Court. And two senior journalists at the Antigua Sun get their marching orders. I am Keith Stonegraves, and this is BBC Caribbean Report. The head of the OECS Secretariat, Swinburne Lestrade, says the body is not about to collapse because of the poor state of its finances. This follows an announcement from the St. Lucian leader, Kenny Anthony, that his country will not resume financial contributions to the Castries-based Secretariat until other OECS members pay up their outstanding arrears. And while initially only pointing an accusing finger, Dr. Anthony has now gone a step further in naming the major defaulting countries. From Castries, Pete Nidval reports.
OECS Director Swinburne Lestrade says it appears that generally the image of the OECS has taken a beating. He said creditors and staff of the Secretariat are concerned, while there have been numerous calls from overseas expressing concern and dismay at what was perceived as the irresponsibility of the governments concerned. But Mr. Lestrade said the OECS was not about to collapse. The basis for his confidence, its work is simply too important. Mr. Lestrade said he and his staff have every confidence.